Well, good afternoon. Thanks for being here this afternoon. It's certainly a pleasure to be on this distinguished panel. As the nation's health protection agency, CDC works to prevent and reduce the burden of death and disability caused by traumatic brain injuries. We are science and data-driven and focused on making a difference. We look beyond the injury itself to understand how and why the injuries occur. As you heard, these are serious injuries, with about 250,000 children and teens treated in emergency departments for sports and recreation-related concussions in 2009, and I have a paper in my inbox right now to clear that updates those numbers to 2012. I will discuss CDC's public health approach to TBI prevention and showcase some of our signature initiatives and planned activities. By the way, I have no conflicts of interest to disclose. No adult ever wants to hear or even imagine that a child in their care has gotten a concussion. Because young brains are still developing, children and teens may be at a greater risk for concussion and need more time to recover than adults. Most kids and teens who have concussions will recover within a week or two. But for some, concussion symptoms may last for several weeks, months, or even longer. The prospect of a full recovery is even more daunting if a kid or teen returns to play too early or sustains a second concussion. The symptoms of concussion, as you heard, can be life-altering. They can affect all aspects of a child's life, at home, school, and play. They can lead to short or long-term problems with how a child learns, acts, feels, and thinks. Let me start with the story of Sarah. She shared her story with CDC so that others could learn from her experience. Her experience shows how profoundly a concussion can change a young athlete's life. Prior to her concussion, Sarah was a straight-A student and a star soccer player at her high school. During a varsity soccer game, Sarah sustained a concussion. After her injury, she faced a grueling period of recovery. "It literally hurt to think," Sarah said. Before her injury, Sarah was taking advanced classes at school, but afterwards she not only found herself sidelined from soccer, but unable to do the schoolwork that she once excelled in. Simple math problems became difficult. She couldn't keep up with her lessons. She was overcome with headaches and had to take several breaks just to make it through the school day. Thankfully, Sarah recovered fully from her concussion in about 4 months. But as you know, not everyone is so fortunate. What helped make Sarah's healing possible was that her parents worked with school professionals, her coaches and teachers, to put a plan in place to help her recovery. When young people like Sarah take part in sports, they develop important qualities like fitness, sportsmanship, and teamwork. Sports are important in so many aspects of our life, but they should be as safe as possible too. And to keep our young athletes safe, we need to be sure that adults who coach, teach, and care for them know how to prevent, identify, and manage concussions. As already mentioned, the White House summit in May was a watershed moment for us. While there have been an ever-growing groundswell of awareness of sports and recreation-related concussion, including among the general population, it is something different entirely to have the President of the United States call it out and inspire action on the biggest of stages. The bulk of my remarks this afternoon will focus on CDC's highly successful Heads Up campaign. That said, I want to also discuss what we are doing to better understand the burden of sports and rec-related concussion and how we are trying to improve clinical practice with guidelines. Partnerships are essential in all our work, both to extend our reach by leveraging each other's networks and by harnessing a diversity of perspectives. You'll see how successful partnerships undergird all we do. As Dr. Satcher mentioned, data and surveillance are a niche for CDC and a cornerstone for public health action. The 2013 IOM report that both he and Dr. Ourey referenced called upon CDC to establish and oversee a national surveillance system to accurately determine the incidence of sports-related concussion. And of course, this will be a challenging task given the scope of the information that we are being asked to capture. The IOM recommended the system capture information on children and adolescents ages 5 to 21, a wide range when you think of all the varying activities and sports that we take part in, demographic information including age, sex, and race and ethnicity, pre-existing conditions including ADHD and learning disabilities, concussion history, use of protective equipment, and the use of impact monitoring sensors. And finally, the IOM suggested we capture the cause, nature, and extent of injury, including specific signs and symptoms of concussion. Ideally, the surveillance system would also document the full range of circumstances of when a concussion might occur and produce state-level estimates. There are a few sources of data right now. For example, the NCAA captures a variety of sports-related injuries, including concussions, among student-athletes. The National Electronic Information Surveillance System, or NICE, captures concussions reported in a nationally representative sample from emergency departments. And finally, the high school RIO system captures concussions experienced within organized high school sports using athletic trainers to capture data. While each system is good for its intended purpose, there are limitations too. Namely, how do we capture sports concussions outside of organized sports leagues, as well as those that are not treated in a medical facility? And that's to say nothing of the level of detail and the complexity of the information we need to gather for each event. It's unlikely, in our estimation, that one system will fully capture the information that we need. Rather, CDC is beginning to think about how multiple systems can be triangulated. We are taking a pretty measured approach to coming up with a solution. We convened a group within the CDC Injury Center to evaluate current and new data systems. We're also consulting with staff from across CDC to identify whether there are new and innovative surveillance methods that we're not aware of. We have some ideas about what might make sense, and our next step is to consult with outside experts to inform our decision making and to scale our work to any resources that we might receive. Presently, CDC does not have the funding to stand up such an ambitious effort. The other 2013 IOM recommendation that calls out CDC focuses on culture change, and as Dr. Satcher mentioned, it's so critically important. Along with a number of partners, CDC was tasked to develop, implement, and evaluate the effectiveness of large-scale efforts to increase knowledge about concussions and change culture, or the social norms, attitudes, and behaviors surrounding concussion with a variety of audiences. The Heads Up campaign is already beginning to work on culture change. 10 years ago, CDC introduced our signature Heads Up initiative, a communication campaign designed to inform parents, healthcare providers, teachers, coaches, and young athletes themselves about how to prevent, recognize, and respond to concussion. It's not one product, rather it's a suite of more than 50 products tailored to the unique needs of each audience. This is our recently published Heads Up Viewbook celebrating our 10 years of the campaign. And really special thanks to Kelly Sarmiento at CDC. She's really the brains and the brawn behind this highly successful program. The Heads Up program is one of the most sought after materials that CDC produces. And not many people, like Kelly can claim that the President of the United States called out their work explicitly. President Obama asked us to go to cdc.gov/concussion in his remarks at the White House summit and in follow-up TV appearances. So it's a real testament to Kelly and her work and the quality of what they've produced. So each product in the Heads Up suite is designed to provide one or more of the following. Provide an overview of what a concussion is and the potential effects of the injury. List concussion signs and symptoms. Create a management or action plan that describes what to do if a concussion occurs. And share a list of prevention strategies. As you can see, the reach that we've had is pretty staggering. We've created over 50 products, distributed more than 4 million print materials, trained 3 million coaches, acquired 20,000 Facebook friends, and made 215 million media impressions with print media and TV PSAs, and I'll show you those in a second. Let me give you a little bit of history about the program itself. The Children's Health Act of 2000 charged the CDC to implement a public information campaign to broaden public awareness of the health consequences of traumatic brain injury. The CDC Heads Up campaign has grown, as you will see, into a cohesive suite of educational initiatives that share a common goal. Namely, to protect children and adolescents from concussions and other serious brain injuries. We do this in two ways. First, by translating the latest concussion science into educational products tailored specifically for the unique target audiences that we're addressing, and working with partner organizations to disseminate and integrate concussion education materials and messages into their existing systems and programs. To date, CDCA has identified 5 target audiences: healthcare professionals, high school coaches, youth sports coaches, school professionals, and parents. And here's a timeline of those initiatives. Heads Up for Clinician gives an overview of what healthcare professionals need to know about concussion in sports, again, specifically focusing on diagnosing and managing return to play and return to school, and it includes a patient assessment tool and discharge materials to educate parents and caregivers. CDC created the Heads Up Concussion Sports Program, one for high school and one for youth sports, to help coaches recognize and make the call to pull an athlete off the field, ice, court, or track if an athlete has a suspected concussion. These Heads Up materials include prevention tips as well as a list of signs and symptoms and the ability for a coach to develop an action plan. The materials, not surprisingly, are available for print or download and come in a variety of formats, including fact sheets, pocket cards, videos, posters, magnets, and a bunch of other formats. Among the most popular products in the three heads are these three Heads Up online training courses. Heads Up to Clinicians, developed through a grant from the National Football League, focuses on diagnosis and management of concussions among young athletes, and it can be taken at no cost and includes a continuing education opportunity from the American College of Sports Medicine. This course was mandated for use by medical staff for the U.S. Olympic team, and many states require it for school clinical staff. Two other courses focus on coaches, both high school and youth sports coaches, developed in partnership with the National Federation of State High School Associations. The Concussion in Sports, What You Need to Know, targets high school coaches and, frankly, is a huge success. Beginning in 2009, states began mandating that coaches complete education on concussion as part of state concussion, in-state concussion policies, and some of these policies reference or require the use of this specific training course. Teachers and other school professionals help nurture and inspire and enable our children to learn and meet their promise. They are the front line of our children's success, and that's why CDC created Heads Up to Schools, Know Your Concussion ABCs. It offers real-world advice and recommendations on how school professionals can help students recover and recover fully. Why are school professionals such an important part of the return-to-learn process? Dr. Satcher hinted at it. Because they can help students gradually get better and get back to their regular school routine by making short-term changes to their school workload and schedule. Helping a student slowly return to learning after a concussion can lower the chances of dealing with worsening symptoms and a longer recovery. And together, school professionals can serve as a concussion management team and help injured students make a full recovery. CDC is also using Heads Up to expand our educational outreach to parents. Parents know best when their child may be experiencing concussion symptoms and can help ensure they receive the medical attention if needed. Most recently, CDC released those customizable Heads Up materials that parents can tailor to their child's team or school logo and colors, and they've been, frankly, widely popular. Heads Up now employs a greater use of social media and digital platforms. For example, there's a Heads Up app that will help you learn to spot and respond if you think your child has had a concussion. And this app will also teach you about helmet safety and features information on selecting the right helmet for your child or teen's activity, including on information on what to look for and what to avoid. It's available both on the Apple and Android platforms. We've also been able to enlist prominent celebrities from across the sports world to reinforce and amplify Heads Up messages. Shown here are Kurt Warner, the Super Bowl winning quarterback from the St. Louis Rams, and the World Series winning manager Joe Torre from the New York Yankees. If there's time at the end, I'll show you those PSAs. I'm actually not sure if we have a live internet connection here. Check them out online if you'd like to. They're fantastic. The success, and by the way, Kelly sent me a picture recently. The PSAs were broadcast during the World Series, and during the Royals game, somebody sent her a picture of those PSAs showing on the Jumbotron in center field. And, you know, I can't tell you how big the smile was on my face when I saw that picture. The success of CDC Heads Up is tied directly to the support of leading experts in the field, a large group of partners, and continuous feedback from coaches, parents, and school and healthcare providers. Through these invaluable partnerships, Heads Up materials have landed in the hands literally of millions of Americans. And we continue to refine the existing materials, develop new products to try to reach using these new rapid communications platforms. Partnerships are so critically important. CDC has partnerships with 85-plus organizations, including all the five major professional sports leagues, like the National Football League, Major League Baseball, the National Hockey League, and the NBA, and you can see a few others listed on this slide. Finally, there's the heads-up game plan. This is a way that you can integrate heads-up resources into your existing programs and distribution channels in your local community. It can range from small activities to large-scale efforts to engage a broader group of stakeholders, and it's, again, fully customizable. So, has the heads-up program made a difference? The next few slides showcase some of the impact. In the domain of knowledge and attitude change, the use of online courses for high school coaches improved coaches' overall knowledge of concussion, and youth and high school coaches changed how they viewed concussion, considering it a more serious injury after reviewing the heads-up materials. In the domain of behavior change, heads-up content increased the rate of concussion reporting, improved pediatricians' rate adherence to return-to-play protocols, increased patient follow-up and adherence to emergency department discharge recommendations, and resulted in a greater number of support and accommodations provided to students who are returning to school. But as we showcase the success of Heads Up to the current CDC director, Dr. Tom Frieden, he asks us to be even more ambitious. Do Heads Up materials help to decrease the number of concussions? This was Dr. Satcher's ask as well. And empower stakeholders to implement prevention strategies to reduce the risk of concussion in the first place. And we're attempting now to answer those questions. We also aim to use helmet sensors, on-field apps, and games to help evaluate the effectiveness of sports playing technique, rule changes, and equipment use, and of course use that to inform the future direction of the Heads Up program. Kelly's always innovating and always moving. CDC is embarking on the next phase of Heads Up, and here's a colorful strategic infographic that she produced. In the future, CDC will further research the impact of Heads Up materials, as I just mentioned. We also plan to target a new audience, children and teens themselves. As you saw, all of the materials to date really target gatekeepers, and we're really excited about this shift. Finally, the Heads Up program is in the process of going green. Shortly, we'll focus solely on distributing materials online. And besides being environmentally friendly, it's really how folks are getting their information these days. So let me close by focusing on how CDC is trying to strengthen the linkage between public health and clinical medicine, including in the area of traumatic brain injury. Specifically, we aim to improve prevention in healthcare. CDC Director Frieden laid out five key drivers where he thinks we can make a difference, and they're reducing practice variability, engaging the entire healthcare team, building accountability through health IT support, remaining patient-centered, and supporting innovation and evaluation. So one avenue to achieve this goal is through the development of rigorous implementation of guidelines grounded in science and evidence-based. Currently, there's no U.S. guidelines to help clinicians optimize care for MTBI among children. And to address this, CDC is collaborating with leading experts to develop clinical guidelines and tools for diagnosing and managing mild TBI among the pediatric population. To date, the workgroup has reviewed more than 12,000 abstracts and is addressing six key critical clinical questions. They've used a systematic and graded process to evaluate the state of the science, and we expect to publish the science either in late 2015 or early 2016. So let me end there. Together, we can provide the brightest possible future for anyone impacted by a concussion and better prevent concussions from happening in the first place, and I look forward to the discussion to follow. Thank you very much.